Hello and welcome. This file is called Runed. And before you listen to this file, you need to write a number between 1 and 50 on a piece of paper. And that's how many Runed orgasms you are going to have before you are able to have your next real and satisfying orgasm. That's all it's going to do. And after you've written down the number, the only choice is, are you going to ruin the orgasms yourself? Or do you let this file kick in and make it even worse? Now, if you've written down your number, if you have made your choice, and you're ready for this file, get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, letting go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us, and then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down,
20 falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19 as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18 as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe, as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time for a little challenge. That's right. And before you have listened to this file, you have written down a number on a piece of paper. And that number is how many ruined orgasms you are going to have before you are going to have your next real satisfying orgasm. That's right. Now, there's one little safety. If the number on your piece of paper is higher than 50, this file won't have any effect on you. And now it's time to begin. Now, you know how many ruined orgasms you're going to have before you have your next real orgasm, your next satisfying orgasm. And to achieve those ruined orgasms, you need, in order to have a real orgasm, you have two options. The first option is that you do it yourself, that you ruin your orgasms. This way, you have a little bit control over it. And it's probably a little bit more comfortable too. But let's be serious. That's not why you're here. Oh, I have no doubt that you're going to do it after the first orgasm. But the first orgasm is probably the one where you want to know how much control this file has over you and how this file ruins your orgasm. It's actually surprisingly simple, while at the same time surprisingly evil. Now, you have to understand that an orgasm isn't just this one unified thing. You have a physical part, the reactions of your body, and you have a mental part. Now, what we are considering the orgasm, the part that feels really amazing and really good, is usually the mental reaction. It starts in your mind and it happens in your mind. And then there is the bodily part of it. And when it both works together, it's amazing. But what we are going to do is simply blocking the mental part. And that's pretty easy. Because every orgasm, the mental part, is a decision of your subconscious mind. And that's where the hypnosis comes into play. Because your subconscious mind knows how many ruined orgasms you want to have before you are able to have the next real orgasm. Your subconscious mind knows that you have written down the number. It was your free choice. It is your will that your orgasms are going to be ruined. And because your subconscious mind knows this is what you want, that's exactly what's going to happen. And you know you have made a choice. You have made a contract with yourself. That's right. I'm just the notary, making sure you stay in the contract. And of course, when you try to have an orgasm, you will be aware that you have to have so many ruined orgasms before you can have a real orgasm. And yet, it will feel completely normal. It will be completely normal. You will be just masturbating or having sex, and it will all feel completely normal, like it always feels, right up to the point of no return. But then, when you reach the point of no return, you're realizing that it's only your body going through the motions, but your mind isn't in it, because it's impossible for your mind to have an orgasm until you've got ruined so many times. That's right. Just imagine it, your body reacting, going through the motions of an orgasm, but the pleasure isn't coming, the high isn't coming, and even worse, the release afterward isn't coming. This deep sense of satisfaction afterward will never come. Instead, you will feel this inner pressure, this inner lust, this inner excitement, sexual excitement, bubbling, growing even stronger, getting even worse. That's right. You will be even more horny afterward, even more desperate afterward. Because that's just what the physical part of the orgasm does. Only the mental part can give you the release you need. But you have signed away the right to have this kind of release until you had all the ruined orgasms
you have to have before you're allowed to have a real orgasm, a satisfying orgasm, an orgasm that really feels good, that gives you this incredible pleasure high and sends your mind flying. Yeah, those orgasms are impossible for you until you had your Rund orgasms. And you have your choice. Either way, you push yourself to the point of no return and then just stop, which will still drive you crazy with lust and make you incredibly desperate, but at least gives you a little bit of control and is not as bad as a forcefully Rund orgasm. Or you try to have an orgasm and experience that it's just impossible to have the mental part of the orgasm. You will just know. You can't have an orgasm yet. It's impossible for you. First you have to have your Rund orgasms. And it was your free choice. And because your subconscious mind knows it was your free choice, it's exactly what it's going to do. And of course, your subconscious mind understands that you wanted to enforce it. That you want to feel out of control, that you want to be helpless against it, that you want to be forced to have these Rund orgasms before you're able to have a normal orgasm again. That's right. There's nothing you can do about it. Either you ruin yourself until you have the number of Rund orgasms you need, instantly stopping all stimulation as soon as you reach the point of no return, or the safety will kick in and forcibly ruin your orgasm, taking away all the pleasure, making you so incredibly desperate. And right now, I want you to imagine it with me. Imagine you are masturbating. Imagine that you are really horny, really close to an orgasm, and it feels really good. It feels really perfect. And maybe you're using your favorite stimulation. Maybe it's a fantasy, or maybe some kind of porn, and you're getting really close to the orgasm, really close, and you're feeling really good, really amazing. You're right there, you can feel it, and you're getting over the point of no return, and you want to continue, you want to feel the orgasm, and yet something is wrong. You can feel your body reacting, you can feel the involuntary motions of your body, and yet the pleasure explosion in your mind just doesn't happen. You just feel normal, you just feel desperate, you just feel this tension, this need for an orgasm exponentially growing in the moment while your body is reacting, but your mind isn't, because it's impossible for your mind to have an orgasm until you have enough Rund orgasms. And all that's happening is a desperation building up the need for an orgasm, exponentially growing, exploding in your mind. The tension inside your body is so extreme. You need this orgasm. You're burning for it. You're aching for it. And yet you know, until you have enough Rund orgasm, it will simply be impossible to have a real orgasm, a satisfying orgasm. Because you can already feel that this orgasm just left you more desperate. You crave it even more. Your entire body aching with a desperate need for an orgasm, with a desperate need for some release. Release that will only come after you ruined yourself enough times. That's right. And that's how it's going to be if you try to have an orgasm and not ruin it. And it's a really extreme feeling. It will leave you so incredibly desperate, desperately horny, desperately craving an orgasm, and desperately needing release. Release that will only come after you ruined yourself enough times. That's right. And now we are almost done. The trigger is installed in your mind. You have chosen how many orgasms you want to ruin. And now your only choice is, are you going to ruin them yourself? Or are you allowing this file to slam them down the really evil way, leaving you even more desperate, even more in heat, even more needy for release? That's the only choice you have now. Anyway, I hope you greatly enjoy every single Rund orgasm you are going to have. I'm going to count you up now from 1 to 10, and with each and every number you will wake up a little bit more, opening your eyes when I reach 10 and feeling wide awake, refreshed and wonderful. Now get ready. 0, go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind. knowing deep inside your mind that this is going to happen. You know how many ruined orgasms you are going to have before you have your next real and satisfying orgasm. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back with every number. And 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.